I think that this was all a setup just to murder JFK by the government because he was getting way too much power and they just did not want anyone to have that much power in their government. It would just be just overwhelming. So then also one of the big key events was Lyndon B. Johnson, the vice president, became the next president. It was seen smiling when Ida's appointing. Also at like the funeral of JFK because he was, which is very odd because you should be sad at that time, but he was happy. And also, just going back to Secret Service, they slowed down instead of speeding up to try to get away from the shooter. That also could have been them because the bullets traveled very awkwardly and it's not physically possible for bullets to travel like that. They would just get stuck or go right through, but that's not what happened. So it had to be different angles. Like the umbrella rifle guy could have been Oswald, which that's who was claimed to be, but he claims that it was never him, but he struggled with a young life, so we will never really know if the government set him up or no. But I can't really say what I believe, but I believe it could have been a setup. Another suspected shooter was a man in all black with a black umbrella on a hot sunny day. So either he was trying to block the sun and the heat, or people suspected some type of rifle under the umbrella that had been used in earlier years and it could shoot bullets, and he was very close to the limo. So this could have happened, especially because of multiple bullets fired and the angle point from where he was at. And then there was a suspected that it was his security that either planned it or shot him because the angles say they say that the bullet curved at weird angles, but it couldn't have curved because of just it doesn't make sense. So there had to be a shooter somewhere else. And also, they say they were set up or something because the secret security, whenever the president gets shot at, they're supposed to speed up, but instead he slowed down. That allowed more shots to get fired at JFK, ultimately leading to his murder and death. Hello, my name's Kalo Page, and I'll be talking about the JFK assassination and some of the suspected weapons used. The first suspected killer and the killer that they claimed that killed JFK was Lee Harvey Oswald, and he killed JFK with a rifle with a telescopic sight and a .38 revolver. Also that year, Oswald allegedly attempted to shoot retired United States Major General Edwin, a Walker who had been a staunch critic of communism. Also, Oswald was working in the building where he fired the gun at JFK and also killed the mayor of Texas, where JFK's limo was, firing a few shots. But the reason why most people think that he was not the killer is because there was many shots fired, and it didn't make sense because how the bullets curved, it went through his body and curved down, and that's not possible with a straight bullet. So there had to be a different shooter or from a different angle point.